Coming up on Manage Your Money God's Way, we read an article recently that had a very sad ending. And this is the reason we would like to discuss how to deal with major financial problems. Do you just throw up your hands and walk away? Well, we have a few solutions that John and Evelyn Bean used to dig themselves out of a six-figure debt hole. That's on Manage Your Money God's Way from Compass Catholic Ministry, Saturday mornings at 9 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 5 Eastern, here on Redbox Media. Welcome to Manage Your Money God's Way, presented by Compass Catholic Ministry. Our mission at the ministry is to assist you to become totally debt-free. We can accomplish this through our 9-week small group Bible study called Navigating Your Finances God's Way. Learn more at our website, compasscatholic.org. John and Evelyn Bean, the co-founders of Compass Catholic, join me today, and our topic deals with debt. What help? What resources are available to you to work through managing your debt? And once you start this process, how do you stay on course not to increase or add to the debt? Evelyn, how about if we start this off and tell us what prompted the topic today, debt?
Steve, I was reading an article online earlier this week about a couple in Las Vegas who had some severe financial problems. They basically had about $15,000 in credit card debt. They had borrowed $30,000 from their neighbors, and they were supposed to pay it back at $3,000 a year for 10 years, and they weren't paying it, so the neighbors sued them for the payment for this year. And then they were also having a high mortgage in the $400,000 range that was in risk of foreclosure. And they ended up jointly committing suicide, which is really, really sad. And that's an extreme example of how people deal with financial issues, and we're asking all of our listeners that if they're feeling overwhelmed by financial issues, please, please don't ever let it get to that state. So no matter how much debt you have or how many mistakes you've made, it's not worth taking your life. And if you are on the edge, we encourage you to call the National Suicide Prevention Line, and the number for that is 1-800-273-8255.
And we'll put that in our show notes too, right?
Yes, so it's 1-800-273-8255.
Consumer debt is really high today. It's not as high as it was in 2008, but it's still, consumer debt is really high, savings are really low, and it presents problems for people. And, you know, it doesn't matter if your debt has been caused because you've been sick or unemployed, or you know, maybe you're just overspending. You know, a lot of times it can really feel impossible to manage.
You know, one of the things that people often turn to when they're feeling overwhelmed financially is to take out a second mortgage or a home equity line of credit. And while that can be an option for quickly paying off your debt, you really haven't gotten rid of any debt. You've just exchanged one type of debt for another. It may solve your immediate problem, but you're using your home as collateral for that loan, and that may be very dangerous because if you can't make the payments, then you might lose your house.
You know, we tried that, Evelyn, once or twice earlier in our lives.
When we were making all our mistakes.
You mean taking out a second mortgage?
Yeah, HELOC, a home equity line of credit. And we paid off our debts, but really all we did, we paid off all of our credit card debts. But really all we did is we exchanged that debt from being on multiple credit cards, three or four. We never had more than three or four, I don't think. More than one was too much, but for debt against the house. And you know what happened? Just as soon as we got them paid off for the credit cards, we still had this over here on the house. Now the house is at risk, and we started using the credit cards again and not paying them off at the end of the month. If you haven't changed your habits, it doesn't matter what kind of consolidation loan you get, you're just asking for more trouble because you haven't changed. So, and until you change, nothing else is going to change.
On paper, though, you were trading your debt with a lower interest. You were getting a lower interest because of the home equity?
It's a lower interest.
So typically, on paper, it seems like it would work. But like you said, if you don't change habits, and you have a tendency to reach for the credit cards, you're just going to be back in that hole again.
Yeah, you know,
you're going to be in a worse hole because now you're going to have the home equity loan plus more credit card debt.
And your first mortgage.
Right, so you've really dug your hole deeper, not gotten out of your hole.
And so that lower interest rate on the HELOC loan, the home equity loan, you know, that's enticing because, look at my credit cards. I'm spending 13%, 18%, whatever that number is, 29%. So you think, wow, this is
the answer to my prayers.
The answer to the prayers, because I can get a home equity loan for maybe 7% or something like that. But it still goes back to the fact that if you haven't changed your habits, if you're going to charge up that credit card and not pay it off at the end of the month, all you're doing is digging a deeper hole.
So let's talk about some options for people getting out of having trouble paying their bills. The first thing is to talk to your creditors because they may be willing to work out a modified payment plan with you. And even if you've gone to them before and talked to them before and they've turned you down, try it again.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it really helps when you're talking to them. Let me back up a minute. If you call them up and say, hey, I want you to help me get out of this credit card debt. What do I have to do? They're not going to respond very well to that. You've got to go to them with some kind of a plan. And in some cases, if you're working with somebody, you know, they're going to want to see it in writing, what the plan is and how it's going to work and stuff like that. If you just call them up willy-nilly and say, well, my credit is too high and I need some help, they're going to say, well, call one of your other creditors because we're not going to help you. You know, you got to present kind of a plan and have it in your mind, the changes that you're making. Like, well, I cut up my credit card or I've frozen it and I've got this much money I can pay every month to pay down all of these credit cards.
And I think it also helps to explain your situation. You know, if you've been unemployed or if you're suffering from a job loss or an illness or something, if you explain to them exactly what's going on, they'll often work with you more than if you just, like you said, call up and demand something.
So from your experience, credit card companies will work with you if you are prepared when you make that call.
Yes.
Have a plan. Show it to them in writing.
Be persistent and polite when you're talking
persistent.
To them.
So it's multiple phone calls.
And polite.
That's true.
Yes, no demanding. You know, one of the things I think people fall prey to when they're under extreme financial stress is looking for quick fixes. And, you know, we mentioned home equity line of credit as one quick fix, but there may be lots of advertising. If you Google debt payments, I mean, millions of answers come up. And there's a lot of ads that pitch the promise of debt relief, but they may not be all that they're supposed to be.
There are a lot of people, a lot of organizations, ministries that are like ours. We deal with finances. And when we applied for our 501c3, which gives us tax benefits for our donations and stuff like that, the government was just excruciatingly detailed in what they were looking at because there were so many companies out there that come on like a ministry and then they refer you to their for-profit organization and they're all about making money. They're not about necessarily helping you get out of debt.
And they encourage you to file bankruptcy as a first step, and they charge you a lot of money to do that. So if you see phrases like, one easy payment with no borrowing, or stop harassment, keep your property, wipe out your debts, and it seems too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. So you need to be very, very careful about who you're dealing with and what kind of ads you're reading and places you're going to.
So if you contact a credit counseling service, I think these organizations will work with you and your creditors to develop the repayment plans. They will require you to put money in and then they'll pay it out because that's the way they ensure that money is being paid off, the debts are being paid off. There's some nonprofit organizations out there that charge very little or nothing for these services. That's the way you want to go if possible.
There's a website you can go to for a list of credit counseling agencies that have been approved by the government, and it's justice.gov /UST. So it's justice.gov, /UST, which is U.S. Treasury, and that'll give you a list of approved credit counseling agencies.
So we can put that in our show notes also, yes. So people can go to it and see it.
We will do that.
Yeah.
So these organizations work with you and your creditors, and they charge little or nothing for their services. Now, if that's not an option for you, if you're just in so far over your head, then bankruptcy may be your only option. But the consequences of bankruptcy are really significant, and you should very, very carefully consider that as an option because it has a long-term impact.
We don't encourage people to go into bankruptcy, to declare bankruptcy. There's only really probably two situations where that could be justified in our minds. And one is, the first one is, if your creditors are forcing you into it and you have no way to get away from it. The other is, a lot of times bankruptcy is caused because you've been extremely ill, you've got this massive amount of debt, and now the stress of trying to pay off the debt is just really tearing you apart mentally and physically. You know, that's not a healthful situation, and that it may be an appropriate time. Or if a spouse has been left with multiple kids and no source of income because the husband took off or whatever, again, it's causing that stress kind of thing. But just to file, because you're going to throw up your hands and say, oh, what am I going to do? That's not necessarily a good reason.
So usually, before you file bankruptcy, you really have to get credit counseling from a government-approved organization. You just can't throw up your hands and walk away from it. You must satisfy a means test that requires you to confirm that your income doesn't exceed a certain amount, and it varies by state. So you need to take into account the fact that you're going to have to go through credit counseling before declaring bankruptcy, so you might as well start with credit counseling to see if you can avoid bankruptcy.
And this varies state by state by state.
And just to remind you, all of the websites that we spoke about today will be listed on our website, compasscatholic.org. Scroll down the homepage and click on show notes. Next, we'll point out the differences between Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 when it comes to bankruptcy. You're listening to Manage Your Money God's Way from Compass Catholic Ministry on Breadbox Media.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
Welcome back to Manage Your Money God's Way. We are from Compass Catholic Ministry. And when you go to our website, compasscatholic.org, click on Bible Studies. You're going to see several programs that we have available for you. And the beauty of our studies, you don't have to necessarily have them at the parish. Yes, we do have a majority that are done at the parish level, but we do have quite a few that invite family members and friends over to their home, and they conduct the Bible studies right there in their house. So again, take a look at the studies. We have a contact form on the page. If you're interested, please fill out the contact form, and we'll be back in touch with you. John and Evelyn Bean, who are the co-founders of Compass Catholic Ministry, join me today. And our discussion topic are the financial problems and how to handle them. Now, before the break, we were getting into bankruptcy. And John, you mentioned there were two reasons that bankruptcy would be a solution. Well, first of all, let's discuss the two types of personal bankruptcy.
There's a chapter 13 and there's a chapter 7. And you'd think the lower the number, that's the one you want to go to first, but not necessarily so. Both types of bankruptcy are filed in the federal bankruptcy court, and the fees are several hundred dollars.
Wait. So I don't have any money, and I'm declaring bankruptcy, but I have to pay in order to tell the government I don't have any money.
Doesn't that make just perfect governmental sense?
Okay.
Makes sense to me.
And if you're trying to explore this possibility, if you've just totally gone through everything else you can think of and you want to explore this, there is a website. It's uscourts.gov/bankruptcycourts/fees.html. And that'll be in our show notes. But in addition to the filing fees, then you're going to have to pay attorney fees also, because you just can't go in and do this by yourself.
Good grief. It costs money to be broke.
It's not an easy process, and it's not something that you're going to have over in 2 weeks. It's going to last, you know, 6 months, maybe a year.
You mean just the whole filing process?
The whole process of going through it and everything.
So what are the two different types? I mean, you said 7 and 13.
Yeah. So on Chapter 13, it allows you, if you have a steady income, to keep your property, like a mortgaged house or a car that you might otherwise lose. In Chapter 13, the court approves a repayment plan. So here again, you know, you just can't go in and say, I got to declare bankruptcy. I don't have any money. You got to have a plan. Okay. They approve a repayment plan, and that will allow you to use your future income to pay off these debts. And that can take between 3 and 5 years to get them all paid off. But you don't have to surrender any of your real property. And after you have made all these payments under the plan, then your debts are discharged. In other words, everything else is forgiven. You're free and clear at that point.
So this is like a reorganization. I'm going to the federal government to tell them I'm having trouble paying my debts. They're going to reorganize how I pay things. I still have to pay for things. I don't lose anything, but I have some relief on the maybe the emergency, the immediacy of paying that stuff
off.
I have some breathing room.
Exactly. And, you know, that's a real good way of looking at it, Evelyn. Now, Chapter 7, that's sometimes known as straight bankruptcy. And that involves a sale of all of your assets. There will be some assets that are considered exempt. And exempt property might include cars or work-related tools, because we want you to be able to go back to work. You got to pay some of this stuff back. And in some cases, basic household furnishings. But your property could be sold by a court appointed official, a trustee, or it could be actually just turned over to your creditors.
So that's what we saw a lot of in Florida during the real estate bust, was where people walked away from their homes because their homes were in bankruptcy, so they lost their house.
Yes.
And the mortgage company took it over.
Yes. And then what happens typically is it's sold by the sheriff at a very reduced amount, and that is taken by the creditor to help to satisfy the debt. It's not a pretty picture, and it, you know, that's why you're not going to find us recommending that bankruptcy is a good thing, because we don't consider it to be a good thing.
Now,
in,
when you were going through
most situations.
When you were going through your struggles, did you ever consider bankruptcy?
No,
I don't think so, because, you know, when we got into the Bible study, in the Bible study, we talk about bankruptcy. And we talk about there's only a couple of acceptable times when you're able to do it with a clear conscience. And we didn't meet any of those criteria. And we felt responsible for digging ourselves out.
Yeah, we dug ourselves in. So that's exactly right, John. We felt responsible for digging ourselves out. I mean, we got ourselves into the mess, so we thought it was our responsibility to get ourselves out of the mess.
Yeah, and I mean, we were stupid in what we were doing, and now we were trying to be not so stupid anymore.
Well, and we knew bankruptcy was a long-term mark on our credit, and we really didn't want that. Because if you do Chapter 7, how long does it stay on your credit report? It's something like...
Well, they both will be on there for about 10 years.
Okay.
To be honest, we moved around so much, not because we were getting out of or getting rid of this house to get another house and stuff like that, but we were being transferred and stuff like that. You're not going to be able to buy another house if you got this big black mark hanging over your head.
See, I don't know if people actually think about that. What they think about is the government's going to help me out. They're going to take away all my debt. I don't think they worry about I'm going to have a hard time finding another house. Or I don't think people realize that nowadays a lot of companies look at credit, your credit. on a job application as part of the background check.
I'll tell you what, almost everybody looks at your credit. It doesn't matter what you're doing, anything you're applying for.
Well, and you were talking about buying a house, Steve, but that also applies to renting. I mean, you may not be able to rent. And if you try to buy a car, I mean, they're going to look at your credit report and you're going to have, if you even qualify, an outrageous interest rate you're going to have to be paying for that car. So bankruptcy is not an easy fix, and it has a lot of long-term implications that people don't think of. I agree with you.
It's a sad state of affairs, but, you know, if your credit rating stinks because, you know, you're way behind or you've declared a bankruptcy or whatever, and you want to buy a new car or a used car. You probably can't afford a new car, but you want to buy a used car. The interest rate you're going to pay might be anywhere from 7 to 10 or 12%, okay? As opposed to if you had a good credit rating, you could get that same loan for 3%, maybe 4% at a high point in today's market. So, because you're terrible, you've been terrible in the way you paid your debts, you're going to be penalized going forward for a long time.
Well, and again, you don't change your lifestyle. If you use a quick fix and consider bankruptcy a quick fix, what's to say you're not going to be in the same position in another 10 years because you haven't really changed your lifestyle? And I think that was the biggest thing that helped us, was totally revamping our lifestyle.
Yeah, if you're not committed to changing your lifestyle, it doesn't matter what you do, it's not going to get any better.
Well, see, it's like those diets. You know, the diets where you go on the special drink for 3 months or something and you lose 40 pounds and then all of a sudden you're off the diet and the candy's there and the ice cream and the pies and the cakes and you just start gradually having a little bit more and a little bit more. And in another 6 months, you're back up to weighing more than you did before you went on the liquid diet.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
It's a lifestyle change that's needed.
Now, does the government, and I don't know why I even thought about this, does the government allow you to file bankruptcy more than once in your lifetime?
Yes, but you have to wait for that period of time.
I think with Chapter 7, you have to wait 8 years. And in Chapter 13, it might be as little as 2 years.
Yeah.
But there is, you know, you can't use this as I'm going to charge things and walk away from them on a regular basis.
With both types of bankruptcy, you're going to be able to get rid of unsecured debts and you know, potentially stop foreclosures and repossessions and garnishments and that kind of thing. But you're also going to lose out in the end. It varies state by state, so what we told you would happen here in Florida might not happen in Kentucky or might not happen in North Carolina or out in the state of Washington or wherever.
And there's also some obligations that don't disappear just because you file
bankruptcy. Yes, there are, absolutely.
Like you still are going to owe child support, alimony, any fines, your taxes, your educational loans.
Yeah, student loans don't go away. I'm sorry, people. And, you know, that's one of the biggest loan categories that exists where people are behind in their payments is student loans. And you can't declare bankruptcy and get rid of your student loans. Unless you have a great plan to catch up on your debt under Chapter 13, you're probably not going to get to keep your property, and you know, you're just going to lose, and that's not a good thing.
We mentioned a little bit earlier that one of the requirements for filing bankruptcy is to work with a credit counseling service. So that's a way to, I think, challenge you to see if you can actually pay things off before you go to the extent of filing bankruptcy. And again, we'll have the list of government-approved organizations on our show notes. And we encourage you to take a deep breath, take a step back, and think about this before you consider bankruptcy as an option.
So if you are considering filing for bankruptcy, as you just heard from John and Evelyn, it's not quite as easy as it seems, especially after listening to them describe all that goes into filing for Chapter 7 and 13. Again, all of the websites that we just threw out there, we will have listed on our website, compasscatholic.org. Scroll down on the homepage and click on show notes. So if you're currently living paycheck to paycheck or you're concerned that bill collectors are going to be calling, we have some solutions coming up next. This is Manage Your Money God's Way from Compass Catholic Ministry, and you're listening to us on Redbox Media.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app. Change the world.
This is Manage Your Money God's Way. We are from Compass Catholic Ministry, where our main goal ties in nicely with today's topic of debt. No matter how small, how large the debt, we can help you eliminate all of your debt and show you how to live a debt-free life. There's more information available for you at CompassCatholic.org. John and Evelyn Bean, who are the co-founders of Compass Catholic Ministry, join me today. And let's get into a debt management plan discussion. Evelyn, I want you to start off by completing the sentence. I need debt management plan if I am
living paycheck to paycheck and just barely squeaking by. If you're worried about debt collectors, if you can't seem to develop a workable budget and save money for retirement, then you may want to consider the services of a credit counselor.
I guess I have a problem with that.
A credit counselor?
No. A person who can't develop a workable budget.
Oh, I think most people can't.
I don't think they put the effort forth.
I think they don't know where to start.
I have a great place for them to start. It's called Navigating Your Finances God's Way.
And it's a 9-week Bible study
that'll help you
create a workable budget.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if people as dumb as we were 30 years ago can figure it out, I think anybody can figure it out.
You're right.
You know, I think that if you rely on people to do it for you,
it's not going to happen.
It probably won't happen.
But a lot of people just need help getting started, and navigating your finances God's way is a great help. But if they're totally underwater, they may want to go to a credit counselor, which is a higher level intervention than what we offer.
I think intervention is the right word there. Yeah. So most reputable credit counselors are nonprofit organizations, and they offer services at their local offices or online or on the phone. And in some cases, it may be through a local government state organization. I know we have some in the state of Florida that operate under the auspices of the University of Florida that can help people.
Other places you might find help are on military bases or credit unions or housing authorities or any branch of the U.S. Cooperative Extension Service.
Yeah, and I think that's the one that I was thinking about for Florida is a co-op extension. And if you're at a university or college, you know, there's a lot of schools that offer a debt program that will help you out, give you counseling and stuff like that.
I think some banks and credit unions also offer counseling, or you may be able to find help from friends and family.
But don't forget about Compass, because we can help you too.
And I wanted to say that's the beauty of the ministry, Compass Catholic, but also Navigating Your Finances, because this is something that you and Evelyn didn't wake up one morning and say, let's write a book. You actually lived. This is your experience, and I mean, Audra and I admire you for what you do. I mean, you were in debt. You needed help. You took a Bible study, and that's when you thought this would be great for Catholic churches.
Well, and you know, I think the important thing here is to understand that God provides. You know, we hear that, and maybe we hear it too often, that God provides, and so people don't pay attention to it anymore. But in fact, he did provide for us. You know, he provided the opportunity. I didn't know anything about this Bible study. How did I find out? My priest put his big Irish paw on my shoulder and said, go down and find out about this new class they're starting down at next parish. And, you know, to me, God intervened there. And then once we got into it and we could see, I could see that, you know, God does provide. He's provided this Bible study. It's up to me. I mean, God doesn't do everything for you. We have a responsibility too. There's God's part and our part. And part of our responsibility is to be responsible and to, you know, get our act together and start to move through. And with the guidelines through the Bible study, then we were able to move forward. So, you know, I think that's an important thing to say.
It is.
It's not just going to go away because you found a credit counselor. If you're not ready to change your lifestyle, you're going to stay in the same rut that you're in.
I think a lot of people get into the mindset of, if I ignore it, it'll go away. I mean, how many people have we talked to over the years that don't open their bills?
Yeah.
They're piled up on the
kitchen. They don't even go to the mailbox.
They're piled up on the kitchen table, or like one person we had in our class, she had a clothes basket full of all the junk that she was ignoring, you know.
Yeah.
So it's easy to just get into that mindset that I'm going to ignore it and it'll go away, but that doesn't happen. So if you're really, really in trouble, we do encourage you to take the Navigating Your Finances God's Way Bible study. And if you're totally in over your head and you want to consider a credit counseling service, just really, really be careful about who you're dealing with. And we're going to talk about that. And one of the things to be aware of is, just because you're dealing with a nonprofit doesn't necessarily mean that their services are free or affordable or even legitimate.
Yeah, you have to do some due diligence. You know, it's a fact that some credit counseling organizations do charge high fees.
That they might hide.
They might hide. You're going to have to dig in there and you know, check out the various things you would, you know, like a Better Business Bureau and things like that. Others might urge their clients to make, quote unquote, air quotes here, voluntary contributions that can really just cause more debt.
So let's talk about what people should do if they're looking for a credit counseling organization.
Okay.
First of all, what do credit counseling organizations do?
They counsel credit.
They counsel credit. Thank you. That helped a lot. But they advise you on managing your money and debts. They help you develop a budget. And the good ones offer free educational materials and workshops to help you change your lifestyle, which is a lot of what we do in the Bible study.
Yeah, absolutely. Their counselors are typically certified and trained in consumer credit. They know how to manage money and debt, and how to create budgets. They also can discuss your entire financial situations and help you develop a personalized plan to deal with your money problems.
So usually when you go to a credit counselor, they will talk to you for about an hour and then tell you what the follow-up sessions are going to look like. And a reputable credit counseling agency should provide you with free information about what they do and the services they provide without requiring you to provide any specific details about your situation. So if they're not upfront with the information they're giving you, be wary.
Yeah, that should be a red flag, and probably you should seek some other alternatives for help. You know, once you've got a list, though, of agencies, check them out with the Attorney General, with the local Consumer Protection Agency. This is part of the due diligence that we spoke about. And they can tell you if consumers have filed complaints about any one of them. But if there are no complaints, don't just consider that that's a guarantee that they're legitimate. They just haven't been caught yet.
There is a website here for the United States Trustee which keeps a list of credit counseling agencies approved to provide counseling. And the website, which will also be in our show notes on our website, is justice.gov/UST. That's justice.gov/UST or U.S. Treasury.
Yeah. And I think it's important to note here that these are not services that we provide as Compass Catholic Ministries.
As far as working with creditors.
Yeah, we don't work with creditors.
We work with individuals.
We'll work with individuals. We'll help you create a budget and that kind of thing. But we're not a credit counseling service.
Correct.
So I don't want people to get confused or think that we might be describing things that we are when that's not what we do.
Very good point. One of the things you want to find out is what services the credit counselor offers. So you need to find somebody that offers a range of services, including budget counseling, savings, and debt management classes. Because when you go through this counseling, you want to learn something and really make an effort to change your lifestyle so that you can get out of the situation you're in and stay out of it.
Yeah. I think you want to avoid organizations that push a debt management plan to you as the only option before they spend a significant amount of time analyzing your financial situation.
One of the questions you want to ask is what kind of information they offer. Are their educational materials free or do you have to pay for them? If they charge for information they're giving you, then you need to run like the wind. And you want to find out.
I would really like to be able to run like the wind.
I don't know what to do with that. And then you want to find out if, in addition to helping you solve your immediate problem, are they going to help you develop a plan for avoiding problems in the future? Because once you get out of your current situation, you want to stay out. The second thing to ask them about are their fees. You know, is there some kind of an initial setup fee? Are there monthly fees? If they quote any fees to you, get that in writing.
Absolutely.
You don't want to do anything verbal.
Absolutely. And if the organization won't help you because you can't afford to pay, I think you need to look elsewhere.
They're not the right organization for you to be working with.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've already got a problem, you know.
So. Yeah, don't make it worse.
Yeah, yeah. You want to know, will I get a formal written agreement or contract? Don't sign anything without reading it first.
Even the small print.
And make sure that all the promises that you've been hearing, they've been using through their mouth and lips, are written on paper.
Well, and they may make it sound so good that it seems like a quick, easy fix to your problem. So you want to jump in and just start working on it without really finding. So make sure you dot your I's and cross your T's.
Absolutely.
The big takeaway here is do your homework. Ask the important questions and make sure whatever they tell you, you get it down in writing. Next up, we have more tips for you to use when you're checking out credit counseling organizations. This is Manage Your Money God's Way from Compass Catholic Ministry, and you're listening to us on Breadbox Media.
You are listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.
We have returned. This is Manage Your Money God's Way. We are from Compass Catholic Ministry. John and Evelyn Bean, the co-founders of the ministry, join me today. And we've been discussing financial problems, big and small. And before the break, we were discussing credit counselors and how important it is to check these individuals, these groups out. And Evelyn, what about their qualifications?
You need to know if they're licensed to offer services in your state, what the qualifications are of their counselors, and if they're accredited by or certified by an outside organization, and if so, by whom?
And if not, how are they trained? You know, you want to use an organization whose counselors are trained by a non-affiliated party. In other words, oh, I'm going to start a credit counseling organization. I'm going to train all my counselors to do what I want them to do.
And what qualifications do you have, right?
Yeah. Not so much. So, you know, if they've been trained by the state or somebody like that, then you're probably going to get a better qualified individual.
The other thing you need to check out is confidentiality. So you need to find out the assurances you have that all your personal information, like your address, your phone number, any financial information you share with them, is going to be kept confidential and secure.
And, you know, another thing is you want to know how the employees get paid. You know, it's like when you go to buy a car. You know that the car salesman is going to get paid a commission based on the amount of money that you pay for the car. So he's going to get that commission based on what the car price is. Well, how is this credit counselor going to get paid? Is he going to take a percentage off your debt, or, you know, how does that work? You need to know, because that way you can validate or adjust the things he's telling you based on whether he's getting paid by encouraging you to do something.
And again, most credit counseling services that are validated by the government are free. So if you're asked to pay a fee or make a contribution, consider it a red flag.
Absolutely.
And look into another organization. So let's talk about how a debt management plan works. So how does that work, John?
In a debt management plan, or It's also called DMP. You deposit money each month with a credit counseling organization. And then it takes the deposits that you've made to pay your unsecured debts, like credit card bills or student loans or medical bills. And they pay according to a payment schedule that the counselor develops with you. And here's the important part, with your creditors.
Because they'll work with your creditors to get you a lower interest rate or to waive certain fees, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But the responsibility remains with you to make sure that your creditors are getting the money and that whatever the debt management plan people talk to you about is really what your creditor's doing. So you still retain a large part of responsibility in that.
Yeah, and I think that what you want to do is somehow you need to receive, either from your creditors or from the counseling organization, a monthly statement showing that funds have been paid to the various creditors.
Because so, that's your responsibility.
Yeah, you know, God has his part, we have our part.
Okay? And the credit counselors have their part.
Exactly. And so, you know, we have to follow up on this.
So basically, you're making payments to this credit counseling service. They're paying your debts, and it's going to take however long it takes based on what they worked out with the creditors to mm-hmm. pay it off.
Mm-hmm. And another thing is that, you know, the credit counseling organization may tell you that the creditor has offered this concession or that concession. Follow up with the creditor and make sure that's true.
Yes.
You have to remain vigilant throughout the entire process. It's not a throw your hands up and let them do whatever they're going to do.
Well, I know we've seen articles in the paper about people that supposedly thought they were dealing with a credit counseling organization. They were paying money to this organization, but the organization wasn't paying their bills.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So basically, we were just handing off the money and giving it away.
Yeah, and that's why you've got to stay vigilant and make sure that the money is being paid someplace. To your creditor.
To your credit, not someplace, to your
yeah,
creditor.
Yeah. Not to the counselor's back pocket or to his wife or whatever.
Which is so important in choosing one that's authorized by the state.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So another thing that may be required of you if you're dealing with a credit counselor is that you agree not to use any new credit. So you're
Wait a minute. Stop the presses. I can't continue to charge on my charge cards?
Nope. Because that'll just keep digging you into debt.
I don't know.
Now, will they take the credit card from you?
I don't think so.
So
I think you're responsible for being a big girl or a big boy not knowing.
Did not know that part.
I mean, think about it. If you're in over your head and you're trying to pay
sense.
Stuff off and you're still charging, it's like running in place. You know, you're not getting anywhere. You're just standing still and mm-hmm. moving your feet around.
Well, I thought this was too good to be true.
So since you think it's too good to be true, let's talk about how you determine if a debt management plan is really right for you. So what kind of things should we think about here?
Well, I think that a successful plan is going to require you to make regular, timely payments. It could take as much as 48 months or more to complete your debt management plan. And you should be talking with your creditor and asking them, you know, how long do you think it's going to take? And as you go through, that's not a question I would only ask once and then forget about it. I think that's something you need to get regular updates. How are we doing? Are we still on track to have this paid off in 36, 48? You know, 54 months, 60 months. It's going to take that kind of time. It's not going to happen in the next quarter or even this year in most situations.
So you need to find out if debt management plans are all they do. You know, if all they're going to do is be a go-between you and your credit counselor, your credit company, you probably want to find another organization. Because if they only offer debt management plans and they're not going to offer you education on how to create a budget and teach you money management skills, then it's really only a piece of the puzzle that you're dealing with, not the whole picture. You need to find out how their debt management plan works, like we were talking about earlier, what you pay them, what they pay the creditors, how you get your statements, that sort of thing. And you need to make sure that all the creditors are paid by the due date and in the correct billing cycle. You know, one of the things you really need to check into is how the amount of your monthly payment is determined. Do they do it based on the amount of your debt or the amount of your income? So you need to find out what the calculation is there to figure out how much you're paying for a month. And you need to find out what happens if you can't afford that. I mean, obviously, if they're giving you a payment that you can't afford, it's not going to work for you. So you need to find out how the payment is determined and if it's fillable with your budget.
And I think you want to also get status reports on your accounts on a monthly basis, probably, to make sure that they're being paid. And the big thing to look at is the amount you owe going down.
Good point.
And not up.
And that feels good when you see that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Another thing that some companies will offer is access to your account online or by phone, so you can check without actually having to call and get a hold of the counselor or whatever. A person who's in working with a credit counselor, they've put in all this money towards paying off the debts. They probably aren't in a position to have an emergency fund because all the money is going to pay the debt. So if they were to get a bonus or, you know, somebody gave them a nice Christmas present or something, you know, in cash, I would put that towards emergency fund. Because if you've got that emergency fund, then you're not going to have to worry about charging. Which you can't do anyhow, or you're not supposed to do if you've got an emergency that comes up. Now, some credit counseling organizations will actually encourage you to create an emergency fund at the same time as you're paying. But if they don't,
a good budget counselor should do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, if they don't encourage you to have an emergency fund, I'd be very suspicious.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The other thing, John, you brought up is when you were talking, it reminded me, you also need to find out if any of your debts are excluded. You know, we were talking about keeping track of what the credit counseling agency is doing, and if mm-hmm. there are some debts they can't help you with, mm-hmm. you need to understand that and take that into account with the rest of your budgeting.
And you've got to take some active action to make sure that doesn't hit you over the head 6 months down the road.
That's right. So does this, if somebody signs up to work with a credit counseling agency, does that affect your credit score and your credit report?
I'm not sure if I know the answer to that.
Well, I would think if you're paying your bills on time and you've worked it out with a creditor, so I don't think it would, but I would be very suspicious of any agencies that say, I can remove all your bad credit information.
Yeah, I don't think that they can, but and I think that, you know, if a creditor is working with you, they're probably going to report that to the reporting agencies, to Equifax and TransUnion and...
Which would probably be a good thing because then they know you're actively working on getting things paid off.
Exactly. It shows some positive response to the problem.
Okay. So the best advice we can give you is to stay on top of your finances on a regular basis and don't let your debt overwhelm you. You know, we have a verse for that, don't we, John Sirach?
I think it's Sirach 20:11. A man may buy much for little, but pay for it seven times over. Which may refer to the interest that we're paying on the debt when we're in debt, but also pay by losing our peace of mind.
So if you see disaster looming and you know you're headed for financial disaster, jump on top of those problems as soon as you can in order to stay away from them and not pay seven times over.
Now you know why we stress take the Bible study, Navigating Your Finances God's Way. We can show you over the course of 9 weeks not only how to get rid of that debt, but how you can enjoy a debt-free life. Go to CompassCatholic.org, click on Bible Studies, and take a look at Navigating Your Finances God's Way. Well, we hope you join us again next time for Manage Your Money God's Way from Compass Catholic Ministry on Breadbox Media.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media Podcast. Check out our live stream at breadboxmedia.com. Breadbox Media. Get the app, change the world.